Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
Life is full of awesome what ifs, and some not so much, like unexpected medical costs. That's why United Healthcare provides Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans to supplement your primary plan and help manage out of pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hello, everyone. Good afternoon. Welcome to Redmen News. I am Ross Chanley, joined today by Sam Walker. Lots of stories to get through, some stories which we're not going to talk about because, quite simply, I've had enough and it's done. Let's move on.
I'm not talking about it.
And if you talk about it, I'll just kick you out the chat and I'll talk by myself. I'm happy to do that. Before we get into it, though, we are backed once again by the lovely people at Beer 52. We have an exclusive offer for you as a Redmen News listener or viewer. It's £5.95 postage for 8 beers with a magazine and a snack. So thanks to Beer 52 special offer. Using the link www.beer52.com/redmen, you can get a free case of 8 beers. I mean, name me a better combination than football and beer, Sam. Football's coming back. Get some beer, deliver to your door. You not only can you expand your mind, you expand your taste buds as well. Just sipping
your beer while watching Arsenal and Liverpool win next weekend. Ugh,
try something new in your life. You don't have to go outdoors. You don't have to go and socialise. You don't have to go and see people. They bring it to your door for you. Quick flick of the magazine before the footy kicks off. Bang, then you're into it. If you like it, try some new stuff. So, I got some coming towards me as well, which I'm going to have to be careful because I've not had a beer for about 6 weeks, so drink responsibly. Anyway, news. I'll get to put the link in the description and in the chat if you're watching it live as well. If you're watching it on Facebook or Twitter, just go over to YouTube and we'll bang it in there as well. First story, Sam. Transfer news or not, I'll let you decide. Roma would line up a £4 million swoop for Liverpool centre-back Dejan Lovren if Italian giants fail to make Chris Smalling's loan move permanent from Manchester United. Roma have identified Dejan Lovren as Chris Smalling's replacement. The Serie A club are attempting to keep hold of Chris Smalling for another season, but if they're unsuccessful, they'll get Lovren right. I've just basically just said all that. Smalling spent the season on loan, and La Gazzetta dello Sport suggests he may be replaced by Lovren. A couple of things on this, Sam. First of all, the fee.
Yeah.
4 million. Like, I know a lot of people don't like Dejan Lovren. They're quite happy to see the back of him. You know, for what it's worth, I think he's a good squad player. But, like, that price just seems, like, way off the mark for me.
Yeah, he's 30, 31. So, you're probably talking he's got a couple of years at Champions League level, hasn't he? You know, with a team like Roma. 4 million seems not a lot, but then he's in the last year of his contract, and if obviously given the sort of situation we're in terms of the coronavirus and the pandemic and transfers and money, maybe if Klopp does want to, or if the club do want to move him on, they might just have to kind of bite the bullet with it in a sense, because you know, 1 year left in his contract, which means that he's on decent wages, he'd have to get paid all next year, then he would go on a free. We may already have ideas to bring through some of the younger players, especially maybe Nat Phillips coming back, who's obviously been playing in Bundesliga 2. So I think there is some balance to it. I think 4 million is harsh because the Champions League win, hopefully Premier League, et cetera, et cetera.
Finals as well.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, yeah. And that's massive. You know, I know we all laugh about what he said, but it's true, isn't it? Champions League runner-up, so he's gone through all them experiences. I don't remember if he played in the Europa League, but he was in the squad. You know, he's gone through a lot with Liverpool. He's got a lot of experience to bring. And I think, you know, if Roma can keep away from him, keep him away from the media the week before every game, I think they'll get a good player. Problem is with Smalling is I think United are in a bit of a mess as well, aren't they? They want to buy players like Grealish, talk of even Sancho. They've obviously just spent a lot of money on keeping Igalo. So they're in a tricky position, whereas they probably would have liked to have spent a load of money on another centre-back. But with Smalling being English, bringing him back probably makes more sense than shipping him out there for a low fee as well.
Just in terms of balance, Sam, excuse me, you mentioned it there of like, you know, getting rid of him before his contract runs out. You know, we've learned over the past couple of days through people that we won't mention, but obviously for those that haven't seen the David Maddock stuff on the website, go and watch it. There's a 10-minute segment on the main Redmen channel about Liverpool's transfers, basically. And, you know, if they're not willing to kind of do any business this summer, And again, as much as people don't like Dejan Lovren, you mentioned all his experience and his value to what he means to Liverpool. If they're not going to bring anybody in, is he not worth keeping round for the sake of having, you know, an extra experienced body within the side going into next season?
It depends, doesn't it? Because it depends what the player wants. So if he's at a point now where it's, like I said, I can't remember. Hopefully Tom's on the Wikipedia finding out for us. If he's 30 or 31, I can't remember. But if he's, let's say he's 31 or he's about to be 31 and he's thinking the next contract I sign's got to be quite a decent one. Otherwise, if he waits a year and he's 32, it might not be as good an offer. So for him getting an opportunity, oh, he's 30, sorry. But yeah, the point still stands really, doesn't it? For his point of view, if he wants to go and play regular football and Roma are offering him that opportunity, you know, Klopp's proven in the past with plenty of players like Lucas and others similar that he will let players go if they want to play first team football and it's for the good of their career. And I do think Lovren coming in out the cold every now and then, if it's for the odd game, isn't always, you know, the best situation. I think Nat Phillips actually acquitted himself better in that one game he came in for than Lovren has in the odd one game he plays. He needs time in the side, and I just don't know whether he's going to get that at his age.
He didn't have a good game against Watford, and I think that's that's like, kind of, you talk about recency bias last week, but again, nobody had a great game in that sense. It kind of leads us nicely into the next story, which it kind of came out over the weekend, and apparently Neil Jones wrote it somewhere, and for the life of me, could not find it this morning, but he said Liverpool are prepared to sell Divock Origi, Jadon Sancho, Dejan Lovren, Marco Grujic, Harry Wilson, and Loris Karius. And something which I questioned on Twitter myself, which is like, that's all well and good. But again, just trying to learn from Liverpool's experience and what we've learned over the weekend about, you know, the loss of income and revenue that these clubs are receiving. If Liverpool can't spend £50 million, you know, on a player to kind of steady their ship, like, you know, you might see a low move for Loris Karius, but who else is going to be able to afford to buy these players? Because, you know, we're talking about Dejan Lovren there. Like, can £4 million, fine, but Liverpool don't want to sell him for £4 million and the price is higher than that. What club around the world, because everyone's in the same boat, is going to afford to buy these players?
Yeah, that's it, isn't it? And I suppose Red Bull will be one of the only clubs who'll have a bit of money, but, you know, by all accounts, they're all struggling. I guess it's all relative, isn't it? So if we're sort of spouting around to maybe look at a few players, having a look what we can get, and we're finding that there is an opportunity to get some value because obviously we're selling that value, so they're going to sell at value and so on, then maybe some of these fees and some of these players are, you know, perceivable that they could actually leave. I mean, if you break that list down to Grujic, however you want to say it, Wilson, Karius, and there's another one in there, isn't there, who's not
Wilson.
The club. So you've got Wilson, Grujic, and Karius. I thought there was another one in there. Oh, yeah, I think Shaqiri, who basically hasn't played. So you could almost take those four out, and so they're not part of the squad anyway. And then say, if you sold them, and you know, it's kind of bonus money, or it's an opportunity to just, you know, balance the books. Nat Phillips isn't in that list, which, if it's true that that's leaked out to the media, then obviously that means that maybe he's got a future next season. I imagine one of him or Lovren will go. And then it's just Origi, isn't it? If we're going to sell Origi, we've got to bring in two forwards, because Shaqiri looks like he's going, doesn't he?
But is he, though? That's what I'm saying. Liverpool have realised they can't afford to go and buy someone, because that was the arguments that I saw over the weekend, was sell Wilson, sell Shaqiri, and like, people obviously suggesting their own prices for these players and get further in, because, you know, it's that simple. But like, I've come to realisation, it's not that simple just to kind of get rid of these players. And if Liverpool can't bring any bodies in, like, part of the argument for having that fella that we were supposed to buy in that's now going to somewhere else was to get bodies into the team. So if we can't buy players or sell players to the right price, don't sell ourselves short. Maybe, you know, a Harry Wilson becomes, who wasn't in the plans for Liverpool, now becomes part of that thing, Shaqiri. Maybe we'll have to do a second take on that and go, actually, well, we're going to actually need you now for a season, and just kind of see this out until the transfer window goes back to whatever normal is.
Yeah, I suppose that all comes also down to what Klopp's views are for the likes of Curtis Jones, Elliot Brewster next season, doesn't it? If he's real, got high hopes for them, especially maybe Jones and Nico Williams, maybe. He's probably looking at them thinking, you've played a decent amount of minutes, I've been impressed, I'm going to promote you into the squad, which then means, you know, obviously we're losing Klein, but he's not played at all, has he? I suppose it depends on his plans for those type of players. I'm really excited to see Jones, because I saw the clips in the game the other day and he looked like he was quite sharp. Minamino, obviously, I guess he kind of just replaces Lallana's position in the squad, or maybe Shaqiri's and Jones comes in and plays the minutes that Lallana does, I don't know. But I guess that will impact massively. But for me, I don't think, I've just got an inkling that he'll sell both Wilson and Grujic. I just feel like he's got, both of them have kind of been given every opportunity to prove a point. Now, if Bournemouth go up, they'd be, if Bournemouth stay up and Wilson has a part to play in the next 6-7 weeks, surely they're going to try and buy him.
Because they can afford him.
But, you know, they're releasing, is it Jordan Ibe? So obviously he'll go. They've got wages available. There's ways of stagnating it. I mean, I can see a lot of deals going through, a bit like the, without going too much into what Maddox said, which I thought was amazing, by the way, and it cleared it up loads. So I'd say to everyone, go and watch that clip because it really cleared it up for me. I think you sent it to me, Bros, actually, didn't you?
Just yeah,
And what he said about the Morata deal, about the loan, I can actually see quite a lot of clubs doing that. So, you know, if Sancho goes to United, I can see him being on a loan for a season with a small loan fee and then a bang, £80 million they've got to pay next year. We might do that with Harry Wilson. Like, you can loan him now, but you've got an obligation, Danny Ings style, to buy him next year when the fans are back, when the sponsorship's up. So I can see there being quite a variation of that going on, but it's so hard. It's so hard to know.
It'd be interesting to see how Michael Edwards copes in this situation, because we've lauded him as a god and being able to pull people's pants down, be able to do whatever he wants, but the tables have turned. Anyway, let's move on quickly. Can Liverpool afford to let safety valve Wijnaldum leave on a free transfer? Something which has been a topic, Sam, over the past couple of months is Wijnaldum's contract. There was one notable absent from Liverpool, as you mentioned there. They did 11 versus 11 last week. A precautionary measure, Genie was taken off with Jurgen Klopp's medical team, electing to take no risks, with the club website described as a minor knock. This is quite big, actually, because they don't normally let players' contracts run down. But again, is it that shifting? Well, we'll never know, actually, I suppose, if why Wijnaldum's contract has been allowed to run down for so long and they haven't offered him one, because, like, I don't see any reason to kind of let him go. Or maybe there's plans to bring people in the summer, which...
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number smart beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. JD Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For JD Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
Again, might have all been scuppered to say, "Watch, we'll give you a one-year contract extension to see through this next season."
Well, it's a funny one, isn't it? Because, like you said, there we may have planned to, I don't know, you know, sell him, make 50 million quid to a Barcelona, and then you know, use that money to buy a 23-year-old. Because I love Ginny, but when I look at the midfield, because of the ages, he's the only one you would sell because of his age. You wouldn't sell Henderson, he's the captain, but age-wise, I suppose he's the closest one. I think he stays. I'm just not sure whether he signs a new deal. He also could be one of those players who just likes to run his contract down. I mean, Emery Chan's done that twice now, hasn't he? You know, some players just like to fulfil their contract and have options. I mean, he may well run it down and re-sign next year. It's interesting. I personally would be doing everything we can to keep him, but... I think he's 31 in the next season. I think they were saying, it's like, do Liverpool really want to give another player a 3 or 4 year deal that's in his 30s, you know, with £130,000 a week or whatever he's going to get paid because he qualifies for that? It's a tricky one, isn't it? I think there's the pandemic. Maybe what they could do is do what Red Bull did with Werner, is extend his contract, but insert a get out clause next summer so that we protect our asset. But like we did with Origi last year, I don't see him playing for us forever, but we renewed his contract so that, and Wilson as well, so that obviously we retained his value.
Yeah, you protect yourself in that sense, don't you? Moving on, football's going to be back soon. Chippy Tits has done a U-turn, Sam. Liverpool Mayor Johansson has no objection to Anfield games. Liverpool Mayor Johansson has changed his opposition to Liverpool playing Premier League games at home and the derby taking place at Everton. Anderson feared fans congregating outside Anfield, despite there being actually no evidence at all that was going to happen, and Goodison Park amid the coronavirus pandemic. He said, we're in a better place than we were 4 weeks ago. We've been able to convey why it's important nobody congregates outside or near grounds. I feel sorry for him because it is a difficult job that he's got to try and warn people not to kind of do this. But he said some remarks again with no evidence that was going to happen. But it also feels slightly hypocritical in the sense of like, oh, the derby might be at Goodison Park and you want that to go ahead, so therefore you're going to have to say the rest of the games at Anfield can go ahead.
Yeah, he can't help himself, can he? His PR team must be like, no, what are you doing? He's like the Dejan Lovren of the council, isn't he? Honestly, he can't differentiate his job and the responsibilities he's got as the mayor of Liverpool to being a bitter blue. Yeah. You know what I mean? And he just stinks all the time of bitterness. But he's been told, I think, stop being so one-sided because you're an Everton fan. Take stock on it and say this.
It's interesting because basically Everton have come out and said they want the games at Goodison Park. Yeah. Merseyside Police have said, you've got the green light to go and do it. Jürgen Klopp said, we all want it. The only person that was opposed to it was him.
Yeah. And believe it or not, a load of Everton fans who we all probably know saying the same, well, that game can't happen at Goodison. It's like, you know, I just think he just needs to think before he types or speaks in front of a camera. But the U-turn is rightly so. You know, why would the fans gather? They've been told time and time again. I think there'll be just as many people outside Anfield, outside Goodison, outside Old Trafford, outside Newcastle, you're going to get small groups. It's inevitable. But I don't see it being any different outside Goodison, to be honest. And rightly so, he's changed his tone on it.
Yeah. Well, that decision still hasn't been made yet. It's understood the relevant documents were not received until last Friday, and the members of Liverpool City Council Safety Advisory Group need more time to read them. I think a decision whether the Merseyside Derby on 21st June should be played at Goodison Park or on each other venue will not be taken until Friday. So, you know, despite all that, Sam, like, we still don't know what's going on. But again, I said this last week, it doesn't make a difference to me whether it's there or not. Like, as a fan, we can only watch it at home anyway, so...
Yeah. It was it supposed to be today they were supposed to give an answer, but that's happened. I didn't know that.
Yeah.
So all that stuff's happened. Oh, right, bloody hell. Typical. Chippy Tit has probably withheld those documents, Annie. The only thing for me is I want everything to go as smoothly as possible because I don't want any more question on the title from a selfish point of view. I just think every game needs to be played the ground is supposed to be. Otherwise, they'll say, oh, yeah, you won the league, but you beat Everton at Wembley. So I'd just rather not have any of that at all. Take it away from them and just beat them at their own ground, 6-0, training ground style, 5 subs on 50 minutes, job done.
Okay, you sat down and worked that out. Sam, I quite like that. Final news story before we get into some of your comments. I just thought it was a really nice touch. Cafu's been talking about Trent Alexander-Arnold. This is a rare talent. He said, I love watching him play. He said he's a sensational player and a rare talent. If he keeps playing the way he's been, he'll be regarded as one of the best players in the world. He's technically brilliant and he has so much quality. He has a Brazilian-style play. I love watching him play. And playing in such a great team will help him grow. It's just, like, I know we're of slightly older age than probably most of our viewers, Sam. But, like, that's the ultimate compliment. Like, you know, Cafu was, like, the got it right back when we were kind of growing up and watching football, you know, I don't know, say 10, 15 years ago, and you go back to Istanbul and that side of just full of absolute legends. From Trent's angle, like, it doesn't get any higher praise than that, does it?
Yeah, I agree. The Brazilians were just, that was it for us, wasn't it? It was just like when Brazil were on, you watched, no matter what time of the day it was when we were younger, and they were the best about. So, and they've carried that forward into retirement, really, haven't they? So, I mean, when he praised Flanagan, that was class. But we all knew that was a bit of banter, and that was just a moment. But you know, when he speaks about Trent, that he's genuinely talking about a generational talent. Personally, I think Trent's out there on his own in terms of the type of right back. He has never seen anything like it before, and I hope he continues. But I'm sure there'll be a massive queue to make compliments about Trent over the years, and I'm sure Cafu will be at Anfield like he was for that. Fame. What game was that actually when he was there for Flano? I can't remember what it was. It was a big game though, wasn't it? He came to watch, didn't he, Cafu?
Yeah, come on. Maybe
get them. So you can use my season ticket if you want. If you're watching cash free, mate, you can sit in my seat. Just give me a few weeks' notice so I can get another one.
Might need a few months' notice at this rate. Yeah. Anyway, let's get into some of your comments on Dejan Lovren. Stuart Wisby says a great deal for both clubs. He's about fifth choice at Liverpool Football Club in salary, losing his best. That's a really good point, actually. Stephen Somerville, sorry, says if Lovren goes, I do feel we need a replacement because apart from Matip and Gomez, there's only youth in there. I would go for a fourth choice from another club, really, for a few years. Interesting point, that, isn't it, Sam? Because, you know, we. I think they've got a lot better, and Matip certainly has. I think he's been unlucky in certain cases. And so is Joe Gomez, actually. I think that with that tackle against Burnley, I think Matip was something similar. Going for a last-minute challenge, he did his shoulder. Like, their injury record isn't great. It is a concern of, like, you know, chucking a youth player in when you're going for, you know, what, four or five trophies in the season. I think you need someone who's as experienced but probably doesn't have the baggage that Dejan Lovren's got.
I think... You need to see who he's playing with as well. I mean, if Virgil manages to stay fit for the season and, you know, those two get injured along the way, you'd probably back him to be able to coach someone like Phillips or Hoover. Probably more likely Phillips, wouldn't they? Through a couple of games and they'd learn from that experience. You know, you've got to remember as well, Nat Phillips has played in Bundesliga 2 at the top of that division. So I was lucky to see him when I was on a stag do over in Hamburg. And, mate, there's no messing around in that league. It's full stadiums, 50,000 people, and it's intense. So, you know, he's experienced a lot over there. Me, I'd rather, maybe if we were going to buy a left back/centre back, you know, one of those Clavan type players, maybe a bit more of a left back because we need cover for Robbo. But if you had to ask me in this times, if we were going to get, say, 8 million for Lovren, I'd rather invest that further up the pitch, to be honest, than give one of the young lads a go. But that's just me. Everyone's obviously got their own angle on it.
Yeah, we need backup for the front three, don't we, Sam?
Who do miss again? Forgot me, sorry. Just remind me again.
No, it's all right. Don't worry. I'm playing so Johnny Walker says Origi. Hardly gets in game time, but still scores important goals. Perfect super sub and a plan B. Ollie Wally says for everyone who leaves, someone else needs to come in. And Stuart Wisby says we'll get £100 million for those players. Sancho ? Havertz ? And again, I said before, I don't think you do get £100 million for all those players before, like, because things have just changed completely. And a couple more on Genie. Unlisted Red says Genie is vital. Genie needs to stay. Tim Lamb says most versatile midfielder in the Premier League. And finally, Rob D says keep him. He can be an out James Milner for the next couple of years and support the squad. And again, Sam, it probably comes down to what Genie wants. If he's kind of seen his, I don't know, being phased out, or, you know, if Naby Keita comes back and Curtis Jones comes into the fold and not saying Chamberlain, Jordan Henderson, you know, we're well stacked in midfield, aren't we? We've got youth coming through. You might think, you know, I don't fancy it. And I think there's a lot's been made of his Barcelona game where he didn't start. I think he kind of said he was angry, but he also looked dead happy when he said it. Of maybe, you know, he wants to play in those big games and he can go and do that anywhere in the world for me.
Yeah, he's a big game player, isn't he? Every big game, especially at Anfield, you just know Genie's going to turn up and he's a shoo-in in that team. He's in our best 11. Yeah. I know we were talking about his age and that little bit earlier and, you know, value and all that, but in terms of as a quality player, you want him in that side next year. There's no way he leaves this summer. I just hope he wants to stay, you know, a bit longer and re-sign some sort of extension, even if it just retains his value. But yeah, I wouldn't be letting go of him anytime soon.
No, don't think it might be the only sign that we make this summer anyway. Yeah. Anyway, but leave it there. Don't forget, if you want that Beer 52 deal, that's $5.95 for postage for 8 beers, a magazine and a snack. Go to www.beer52.com/redmen. And we'll be back on Wednesday with some more news. We'll see you then. Ta-ra.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
So, Robert, tell the people, what's a pretendian?
It's just what it sounds like, Angel, a pretend Indian.
Someone who fakes being one of us?
Someone who impersonates a native.
We're talking about real scammers and con artists.
There are pretendians teaching at universities, pretendians running governments, pretendians in Hollywood.
On our new podcast, Pretendians, we'll tell you the incredible story of these jaw-dropping frauds.
Who are they? Why do they do it? And how the heck do they keep getting away with it?
Listen to Pretendians on Spotify or wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
Listen to this Acast show ad-free on Amazon Music with your Prime membership or subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.